Our gospel lesson this evening is taken from Luke, the familiar verses of 1 to 14 and 15 to 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy. For all people to you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed of what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned and glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Here is God's word for the people of God. Amen. Do you hear what I hear? First, it's an honor to be here with you tonight and with those people who are at home. I'd like to have you do something a little tad different. You've already had to go get your candle and a match, but I'd like to say that maybe there'll still be some time at the end of the service that you could run and get a candle and match and have it there so you don't miss this. I invite you to something different. Let's take a moment of quiet before we start. Now, the folks at home, you need to be careful. This isn't nap time. Let's get comfortable and quiet. Take a deep breath. Let it out and control your mind as best you can. Ask God to use these special moments to open our eyes, our ears, and our minds to the message each of us may need right now. Try to let go of any pressures and worries that you may have, that you've been carrying for a while. It's been a tough year for almost everyone I know, But we are relatively safe. The church is warm. There's no snow coming in the windows. Though our lives have changed in many ways, listen to the season's beautiful music. Most of us will be at home for this time. God is right with us now and always. Relax with those thoughts. When I looked at the traditional readings that we read tonight from Matthew, I asked myself, I wonder how many times I have heard that or read that. So I'm 78 years old. So let's back down a couple of years, like 6 years. And I figured at least three or four times a year at church services, at women's circles, nursing home services, children's Sunday school, men's meeting, and even on TV or radio. Even in earlier times, there was a school program we watched when my granddaughter was playing the other night, and they sang Christmas carols. And it's still done at schools. So if I take 78 and take away 6 years, that's five times a year, which means 360. And then while I was driving, they played it on the radio again. So there went my figures. But let's take a look at the words, these words again. During this time in Israel, there was no IRS. Around the registrations, the tax collectors were the ones who went out and they had people come in to their birth city and they would collect what the emperor or the king demanded that they would do and collect, say, $10, okay? And if the register could, the tax collector could get a little more, that's what he would get. That's what he would get. He would get, that would be his salary. And so sometimes there were tax collectors that were a little dishonest, and they got tough with people, and they got more for themselves. History notes that there was a real ruler named Quirinius in records. And so Joseph went with Mary to pay his taxes. There was no bus or restaurants. There was no Holiday Inns. It was a long walk. Now there's a donkey involved, we think. Well, we see that a lot in pictures, don't we? But it was tough. And Mary was very pregnant. Life has those times, doesn't it? When things permanently change for the worst. But they were both assured that this was God's will, and that was enough for them. And they went on ahead. They did not give up. They did find that Bethlehem was a little crowded. Now, one thing I found when I visited Israel, that we often think of that stable. It talks about a stable. But a lot of times, stables were caves in the hillsides. It was cooler for the animals. It was also a place that mom and dad took the pregnant woman to the cave, and it was cooler there. And many times, it was common for poor parents to give birth in a cool, maybe more comfortable for a human birth. Mary and Joseph went. There was no really great sanitary conditions. I still remember going into the barn at milking time at the end of the day, and the smells of the cattle mooing and chewing their cud and all those. And now there were new visitors there. Well, there's no email. We know that. There was no post office. There was no birth announcements put up on the town square. But the shepherds, they're the ones. I just think this could be just, I can't believe it. What would happen if you were out on the hillside and you were watching the sheep? You would make sure that some animal didn't come in and attack the herd. And then this eye-opening experience, the sky lit up with a choir, with an angel, and the words, "For unto you this day is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And then the choir sang, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favored." This is no small event. There are no projectors there. There are no speakers and cords and microphones running all over. The shepherds had never seen anything like this. Well, if you've gone camping, have you ever seen something like this happen? I think not. I think I've seen it happen at Disney World. You know, you go on to Epcot and the sky lights up with fireworks and the big sound systems, you know, tell us about Disney World. I believe every one of us, if we were there on that hillside, we would be impressed. I can remember standing there. There were a bunch of rocks all over, and it was on a short hill. It wasn't that big, and it just, wow, it was beautiful. No wonder they were excited. I think they were probably scared out of their skins, but the angel says, "Don't be afraid." And many times angels are that messenger to people. Don't be afraid. I believe God tells us that message many times. It's not a small thing. When this was all over and the angels left and the choir left and the lights went out from heaven, can you imagine what those shepherds were doing? I just think they were running on adrenaline, pumped up, running around that busy Bethlehem, knocking on doors, looking in caves. "Hey, is there a baby here?" "No, go away. We're trying to sleep. Is there a baby here?" But they did find a baby and Mary and Joseph. The shepherds told to them what they had heard. And it was a relief for Mary and Joseph because they spent all that tough days of travel and unknowns. And now, and maybe they, as they made their way, maybe they even had times of doubt. Is this really what we're supposed to do? But now they know it's real because they hear what the angels said. It says Mary and Joseph were amazed. They remembered it. I want more than anything to paint this picture so you can see in your mind's eye the wonderful news of Christ, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. It was a title. Messiah came out of that Old Testament. It was saying he is special, sent by God, the Son of God here on earth. I was trying to think of some way to show you how that would be. And we've got, and I didn't do it, but I'll tell you about it. We have at home a bucket of snowballs in it, but they're not snowballs, they're cotton and stuff. And I was going to take and and throw the bucket on the floor and bring out one of the snowballs and put it amongst the ones on the floor. Because that's what happened. Jesus, the Son of God, here on earth. The church has a wonderful name for this. Incarnate. He came here in flesh and blood. God is here breathing. A human being. Now, I don't want to go too far into this, but he did do what babies do. He did do what babies do. It's a miracle. I remember the voice of someone in this very room saying many times, it's a miracle. They sat right over in that spot. Haven't you? Many who have gone on to the church triumphant know that it is true. Yes, it is a miracle. And many other believers in Jesus Christ have sung and heard. Now maybe for 361 times or 800 times or whatever. Glory to God on earth. The Son of God came here to be with us, to point us at things that we and explain what God's word was meaning and how we were to love and care for one another, to give us hope in tough times like this that we're going through the pandemic. I mean, I really, really, you know, thought, oh, we're going to get the vaccinations, and then England has this run on this third phase of the virus. We are not alone in this. We believe in a living and forgiving God who loves each one of us because his son was born in Bethlehem and did a great miracle on the cross so long ago. It's true. So do you hear what I hear? I think it's exciting. It makes the night, it changes the night. Go outside. Well, you don't want to go outside. It's pretty cold. Well, put some warmer clothes on and stick your nose out the door and look up at the sky. And just think what that sky would have been like. Let your hearts jump with joy over the truth. We hear again tonight, and you will hear it again next year and the year after until Christ comes. May you hear it and live it. Amen.